Blog Talk Radio.
Some music here. Okay.
Okay, give me a second here to get to pull it up. Here we go.
Thank you. Thank you.
power and help to be your source. Live in the light of truth that is a strength and both able and available to you. May you enter a season of peace found in the unlimited grace and power of your Heavenly Father. So meditate on God's heart to meet you in your weakness. In what ways are you living in your own strength? Where do you need to stop striving and receive grace and help of God? Declare your weakness to God and receive the power of His presence. Ask Him how He wants to help you. Make space in your heart for the Holy Spirit to strengthen you and empower you. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 4 says, "The reward for humility and fear of the Lord is riches and honor of life." So God has riches and honor and life in store for you as you live in His strength. He longs to lead you to fullness of life if you will be willing to enthrone Him as Lord over your heart. So may you be founded on grace and help of God and experience fullness of life today in the presence of your loving Father. I highly suggest that you read Psalms chapter 103. Amen. It'll bring this devotional more into life. Amen. Hallelujah. All righty. Now, it's time to ask you, okay, if you would like to accept the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. If you do, okay, all right, simply say the simple prayer after me. Say, "Lord Jesus, for too long I've kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to say thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen." Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries would like to welcome you into the family of the Lord. We want to say may the Lord bless you and may He always keep you highly favored. Amen. Well, I'm sorry, we're not taking 111 callers, so if you want to call in, you need to call in with a regular phone number, okay? All right. Sorry about that. We're getting tired of all the bogus calls that come in from 111s. So if you want to be heard, please call in from a regular phone number. Amen. All right. Your phone number will not be given out to no one. So if you want to call in with your regular number, it's okay. That's right, no more echo calls, because I'm not taking one-on-ones. Amen. Yeah. Okay. All righty. Well, let's play some more music here. let's take a caller. Hey, Doug, how you doing tonight?
Hey, Ken.
Hey, how you doing, my brother?
I'm doing all right.
That's good to hear.
Where's the other guys?
Oh, he didn't show up tonight for some reason.
Oh, did you want to have a Bible verse showdown?
No Bible verse showdowns. Okay, I don't know what's going on. Jessica didn't call in tonight. Let's see. Don didn't call in tonight.
Maybe I ought to play a couple more songs and they'll call in.
Yeah, I was thinking that. But I got, I got to do the prophetic word for today. So I'm going to get that out of the way.
Okay.
The Father says today, let your testimony be, I go to the
Preach
Father.
On, brother.
When you are tempted to wonder where your life is going, remember this. You were with me in the eternities before the foundation of the world, and you will be with me during the endless of the future time. And you can receive it if you are with me now, seated in heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers, and every name that is named. You are not a time-bound, sense-bound creature. Refuse to allow which originates in time or dictates from your five senses that will be. I asked you the question now, and I asked Adam 6,000 years ago, who told you that you were naked? I say to you that you are not naked, but you are clothed upon my glory and my spirit that is putting you over in every avenue of life. So let this declaration be heard and resound on the inside of you, and the song of heaven that emancipates you and sets you more fully free than human tongue can tell. The song of the Lamb is going out over you this day. Can you hear that sweet refrain that reverberates in you and through you, and by its power and resonance, that destroys all captivity, every lie of hell, and all despair of hostility that could possibly presume to touch your life? Stand up in that song today, says God. Stand up and once and for all, attenuate your spiritual ear to my sound, and not to the cacophony of discordance, that originates with the finite power of the enemy. My song, the song of the I Am, is thundering in you, and through you liberate to heal, to set free, and emancipate you and bring you to this day, says God, into your blessings place. Amen. Amen. Well, this prophetic word goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. All right. I got another caller, from 619. Take this call from 619. Hello, 619.
Good evening. Good evening, Dr. Fisherman. This is Dr. Peter Paul Ventura from Imperial Beach, California.
How you doing, Dr. Peter?
Well, I'm blessed. I can't complain. How are you doing this fine evening?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm blessed and highly favored. I heard you on Joe Gibson's show. It was a mighty fine sermon you preached.
Well, thank you. Joseph did a great job of hosting the show tonight, and I had a very good dialogue. with Chewbacca, Mandelicon, and Joseph Gibson, and a couple other callers that I was unfamiliar with. It was great to be on the show once again and not be harassed.
Amen.
So,
I could play back the shit I've got on. I have every show I've got on downloaded.
Excuse me? All right. Dr. Fishman, did you say something?
Yeah, can you hear me or what?
Yeah, I can hear you. You're fading out now if you're talking.
Is this the same Doug from the previous nights, Dr. Fishman?
No, can't be that Doug. Dr. Fake ass motherfucker.
Oh, watch your language. Watch your language, Doug. Watch your language.
I don't have a mirror.
Well, Dr. Fishman, if I'm going to be attacked like this,
I'd prefer...
Well, Dr. Fishman, if you would prefer to have Doug cursing at me, if that's your choice, then so be it. I'm not going to. I don't have to put up with this profanity.
No, I know,
slander,
and I'm not going to have Doug cursing at you, Dr. Peter. I muted him. Go ahead.
Thank you. I think what you do is great. You put on a good service, and you take everyone's calls. Here you are trying to help Doug, and he's attacking myself and attacking your show by cursing like that, where you don't allow profanity. And you know, I've heard you help other people before, and yes, a couple of them are trolls, but you have your lines and your heart open to all that call, and I admire you for that, because you have a little bit more patience than I do. See, I was about to hang up because I didn't want to deal with that, and you deal with that better than anyone I've known, even better than Joseph Gibson, because he gets angry and you don't. And I admire you for that. So I just wanted to call in and say that. And, you know, I look forward to you helping other people, and, you know, the same way you try to help Doug, I'm sure you've helped several other people. That's what we live for as pastors. And tomorrow when I go visit the children's hospital, I'm going to mention your good work. And when I go into the detention center next week, I will do the same there and just tell them what a great man you are and the people you've helped. So if you take other calls, I'd like to, you know, if you don't mind, I'll mute myself immediately. I just want to, you know, just mimic or take a little page out of your book as far as to see how you help other people.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, Dr. Peter Ventura. All right. Okay, let's take this caller here. Okay. I've been waiting 7 minutes. Hello.
Hey, it's Randy. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, Randy.
Okay, hey, I want to say sorry. I didn't mean to put out that info. I'm sharing I kind of made a mistake because I'm sharing my info. I shared my info with Doug. And so I guess he has two. He has mine open, like my account open on his end and my end. So I'm not too happy about that. But so anyways. Yeah, that wasn't. So I received an email from Doug, and Doug told me it was a detailed email stating that that thing about the soup kitchen kind of thing. And I told him, I was like, are you sure? And he said, yeah. And he had all your info and looked like an email that you had sent to him as well. And so it looked legit. So I was like, all right, cool. You know, I was going to help you out with creating a Facebook page, but that was Doug, you know?
Okay. Well, let me bring Doug on back on the line. Okay.
Okay.
So Doug,
tell him, man. Don't leave me out like that.
Doug, what do you say about that?
What the hell? Hello.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, Randy, thank you for calling in.
I wanted to say one other thing, that he was at the Remedy Bar when he was calling me, and so I've spoken to Tara over there at the Remedy Bar. They're right next to Ramey, and so anyways, it's cool that we're gonna get a chance to actually meet. I mean, is Doug not on the line at all? I mean, he doesn't have anything to say. I would like to get this out in the air. Uh-oh.
Doug is on the
air.
Are
you there? He didn't say anything. Did you notice how he didn't speak? It sounds like he's – is he vomiting in the toilet? Are you okay?
Hey,
Doug.
What's going on, brother?
Hey, how's it going? He's coming back.
Brother from another mother.
Uh-oh. Hey, are you – I talked to Tara down at the Remedy.
Doing the crack. Doing the
yeah.
jack.
Yeah, yeah. Are you okay, buddy? You all right there?
No.
Uh-oh. So, you know, Tara down at the bar at Remedy, she told me that you were a notorious diddler
of your
four kids. I'm down
at the Remedy right now.
Yep. And she told me you're a notorious diddler. Like, that's the reason you don't have your four kids anymore, is because you were, an alcoholic and Department of Child Services, you know, got in the mix and you lost them. So what do you have to say about that? See how he stays quiet? Sure sign of a guilty man there. Can't say anything. Yeah, so he's I'm
hello,
really surprised.
Hello. Mayday,
yeah.
Mayday. Tora, Tora, oh. Tora. Mayday, Mayday.
They know who you are. They know who you are, buddy. They know who you are, and it spikes.
And I think you sound pretty gay.
Yeah,
hey,
you like how I contacted them. You know that they're already reaching out to everybody to find out who you are, right? It's only a matter of time. I'd stay up on that hill because I'm talking stupid. When I'm talking, I'll stay shut. Yeah, the people at the Remedy, Tara at the Remedy.
Shut up, Bob. Shut your mouth, stupid.
I'm going to find out who you are. I can't wait. I'm so excited. It's going to be awesome.
I can't wait either.
Oh, shut up.
I can't wait
until
you find out.
That's why you don't have your kids. That's why you don't have your kids, you loser.
That's right.
That's why you don't have your
kids.
That's right. I know. You don't have to try to tell me. I already told you. You're a loser. You lost your kids.
They all hated me and left.
Yeah.
So,
I know. No shit. I know that.
When you come
in, you're
going to be my bitch.
Shut up. Drink down some more whiskey,
you
fucking scumbag.
Hello.
Hey, they know who
breaker,
you are.
Breaker, 1-9. 1-9. Breaker, breaker.
You okay there?
Breaker, breaker, 1-9.
Hey, how's it feel to lose your children?
How
did that feel? I know you don't want to talk about it, but how did that feel?
That was the greatest day of my life.
I bet.
I didn't have
I
to have any
yep.
more
hey, I don't want
responsibility
you to, I don't want you to,
for
don't,
nothing.
I hope you don't. harm yourself.
Hello, breaker, one night.
Tonight,
I want you to not harm yourself.
I want you to stay calm. I want you to stay cool and collected. Ken, are you listening? He's actually having a mental breakdown. He's reliving the moment that they took his children away from him for being a drunken pedophile.
You are right.
I am mentally breaking down. That's not even a joke.
Listen.
Hey.
It's breaking down. My mental is breaking. Ow! Ow! Stop it! It's breaking! Stop!
Wow. Whoa. Oh, shit.
That's why I'm on Comedy Central.
Hey, shut up. No, not a problem. We know who you are.
Comedy Central, look it up.
What's that now? Uh-oh, we lost him again. Ken, is there any way we can say a prayer for Doug? I mean, he's obviously not in the best state of mind right now, and he needs some help.
Well, we can always pray for one another, okay? Why don't you say a prayer, Randy?
Oh, I can't. Not right now. I'm too emotional. Plus, I mean, I heard your sermon today. It sounded. How long did it take you to write that, Ken?
Actually, I didn't write that. That was by First 15. I just recited it. Yeah.
Oh, it was very emotional. That was good, though. It was good.
Well, thank you.
Hey, Ken, is there anyone else that maybe on the line? I mean, let's keep this thing going.
Oh, yeah, we got Johnny. He just pressed the one key.
Okay,
let's bring Don on.
Hey,
please. Don.
Shalom. How you doing, brother?
All right, I'm doing fine. How are you doing, Don?
Oh, I'm good, brother. I was just listening to Brother Anderson talk about this situation with Doug. Did I hear you correctly that Doug is behind all this?
Yeah, he sent an email with detailed information. It looked like an email that he got confirmation from Ken. Turns out it's fake, and as you can tell, he's loving it. He's just loving the fact that he created all this mess.
Kenny, you do know that Randy didn't have anything to do with this, right? Kenny?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You don't really seem to actually believe that.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he just woke up.
He woke up. Uh-oh.
This is Grover.
Oh.
From Hamilton. I live down by the railroad track.
This guy is incredible, man. He's a talent, this man.
How much alcohol have you consumed today?
300 pints,
Doug.
Give or take.
Ooh-wee.
What a life.
This guy's
on. What a life.
Yeah. This is one of the reasons he lost his children. You know, at an early age, yeah, he wasn't able to keep them. He was one of those drunken idiot fathers and a diddler.
Well, at least
so
he's
once,
changed. You could clearly hear he's changed very, very much.
Yeah, he barely drinks now.
You can tell. Kenny. Why do you allow this brain dead idiot on your show, brother?
Well, everybody has a right to.
Kenny, I agree with that, but he's used a lot of profanity. I was listening earlier; there was a lot of profanity being said.
Well, like saying you're some fake ass nigga motherfucker.
Kenny, that's it, Kenny. You got to mute.
That's
Kenny.
It.
Yeah, you got. I'm sorry, you got to mute. You can't be cussing like that.
No,
okay?
Kenny, you mute him. Don't tell him to mute himself. He can't
mute himself.
How's he gonna mute himself? Oh, all right.
No, I muted him.
Thank you, Kenny.
Hey,
you a good man.
How do I change my password on Blog Talk? I gave it out to that son of a bitch, And now I'm worried about it. I don't want him to post stupid stuff, you know? Is there a way for me to change that?
I don't know. I don't know how you...
Yeah, I don't...
Kenny, is
that
a baby crying in the background, brother? You got a little baby over there?
No, I ain't got no baby here.
I
heard a baby crying.
Yeah, is it true that you're a new father?
No, I'm not a new father.
I saw a photo.
No, I'm not a new father.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. I mean, kind of disappointing. I was hoping that you would be, but you know, with me, I'm putting on my headset.
Okay,
amen,
well, let's bring on Jessica. Okay.
Oh, shalom.
He's waiting.
Hello. All
okay.
right, brother.
All right. Hello, Jessica. How you doing?
Doing well. Doing well. Thanks for bringing me on.
Shalom, brother.
What's up, DT2? One of my blacks.
What's up, buddy?
Is this Is this Jesco White?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Jesco White. He's always right.
Oh.
That's right. That's right.
Kenny, have you heard the new song BBF made for your show?
Ooh, wee, that's hot. That's hot music.
Kenny.
No, I never heard it.
You got to make that your entrance music, brother. It is hot. Jesco and his crew, Jesco and the band, they put something together in BBF. It's called Lord Have Mercy, and it has no cursing in it. It's just Jesco, baby, and the babies playing. You know, you hear the guitar, the drums. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You got BBF. It's great, brother. You got to hear it.
Uh-huh.
I'm not kidding, by the way. I'm not joking. This is not a joke. I'm serious. It's very good. Jesco did an amazing job.
Okay.
If anybody is out there and you can play the song, just a little bit of the song to Kenny, could you please call in and maybe play a clip of the song? There's no profanity in it, Kenny. You have my word. It's just it's good old-fashioned godly music, brother.
Yeah.
I know you
okay.
don't. Believe, I know you, I, Kenny. I know you don't believe me, but I'm telling you the truth, brother.
No,
I've heard the whole song.
I mean, I could try to play it. I don't know how good it's going to sound. You want me to try to play it from my computer here?
Sure,
yeah,
brother.
Try.
Tell me if it sounds okay.
Kenny, what do you think of that, brother?
Yeah, that was great.
Kenny, don't make fun of it. It's good, man.
Oh, yeah.
Kenny, do not disrespect my man's music. Jesco's on the line. That's Jesco's band, man. Don't hate on that music.
I'm saying it's good.
You
yeah.
sound very Kenny, you sound very condescending right now. Very condescending.
No. I just don't like the singer.
But he's not. He's just saying, "Lord have mercy."
Yeah, I know.
Amen.
What's the problem with the song, Ken?
Oh, there ain't no problem with the song. It's the singer.
All right.
Well, Kenny, you should be able to put that aside. It's a godly song, brother. This ain't personal. This is business.
Ken, can I ask you something? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. It sounds like you were deep in thought there. I've been having these conversations with Doug for the past week, and now I'm really confused because he just sent me another message. Can we just clarify, this is a joke on his part, right, about the soup kitchen? Or is it true? I'm confused because I know that.
It's a joke. It's not true.
Can you ask him real quick? Can you bring him on the line and ask him about that? Really, confront him so that he admits to what he was doing. I mean, this is not me. Seriously, ask him. You have him on the line. Confront him. Ask him, is this true? And if so, why are you doing this? Because you kind of pulled one over on me too, Kenny.
Well, I don't know if I'll bring him on. Okay?
Just ask him. You ask him.
Hey, Doug. Randy is saying that you sent him a message, okay, about GRM is having a soup kitchen. Okay, is that true?
No.
I told you.
Yeah, I didn't think it was true. Okay.
That's all you did is you just asked him like that. You have to kind of grill him a little bit, you know. You have to kind of set him up a little.
He said no.
Yeah, but he's just trying to save face so he can continue on.
Doug, do me a favor.
I'm sorry that you're the one that gets muted all the time, you know?
Yeah.
I can mute Randy now. Okay. All right. I muted Randy. All right. Okay.
The bringer of chaos.
Yeah.
That's Randy. Bringer of chaos.
Bring on who?
Your show's good, and then Randy comes on with all his crap, and then it's crazy.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
Amen.
I'm going to end the show now, okay, and, we pretty much did all the messages, okay, we played music, okay, so, and
Doug,
hey,
do you have anybody on 210?
I don't see it.
You don't see anyone on 210?
No.
Okay, brother. Whatever you say.
Wait, is that Grover?
I don't know who it is. It might be J-Bo. I think it's J-Bo, Kenny. Kenny, I think it's J-Bo, brother. Pick up the phone.
J-Bo wouldn't call with a 210 number. He would call with a 617 or an 857 number.
He just got a new phone, Kenny.
Yeah, it wouldn't be 210. He's up in Massachusetts.
Okay. You're Prevera.
210
San Antonio.
210
San Antonio. Oh, my God. Kenny, just pick up the phone. You said you would take any call that wasn't 111, and that was a lie, too. Do you lie about everything, Kenny? Can you tell the truth about anything?
Oh, yeah, I can tell the truth.
Okay, well, you said that you would take any call that wasn't 111, and this call is not 111, so why won't you take the call?
Because.
Okay.
You know who it is. And it's bull. Okay. Thank you. John dropped. Okay. All right. Let's bring back on. Okay, he was dropped, and now he's back on. Well, hey, Doug. Okay, well, anyway, listen, I'm going to say goodnight to everybody. Okay, God bless. Have a great one. And see you all later. Bye-bye. Why the hell is he posting this?